88.1. New music. Feel it. Power FM.
You know, when you hear quality house music on radio, you definitely know that we are back on air for this week. It's a beautiful Sunday evening. My name is DJ Soso. I'm out here with my boy Deep Ancestral. This is House of Rhythm radio show. In the background is Mikasa with Jiga, the Dakapos Pulukwano Afro Dub Remix. Oh, what a long name. It's actually a promo.
Yeah.
Coming out on the 1st of August this year under 34 Music. Before that, we had another promo by Saint T, Spirits Calling, Mpeshnik's Freaky Perspective Mix. Coming out on the 13th of this month, which is tomorrow, under Scala Records. Beautiful locally produced house music. And by promo, by the way, we mean upcoming releases. Hence, we are playing these songs before they come out, because we are a very special house music show.
Yo, man.
This is Vow FM, the frequency 88.1 FM. My boy Deep Ancestral, are you ready for the night, my guy?
Yo, man, I am ready. Quick thank you to everyone that's actually tuning in right now. If you are streaming, thank you as well. Your data game is not flaccid. If your friends are seeing your tweets and they see you having fun and they would like to be like you, what you can tell your friends is go to www.vowfm.co.za, click and listen live. And if you cannot do it via the internet and you're based in Gauteng, just go to 88.1. That is our station number. You can also tweet us as a station at VowFM. And also, you can also hit us up on Facebook, which is in brackets, Voice of Vits, at I am DJ Soso is the handle for DJ Soso and myself at Deep Ancestral. We have actually an Instagram page for the show. House of Rhythm SA is our Instagram page. Thank you to everybody that's actually been following us. It's gaining great, great momentum. We're on 300. Yes, I know it's not much, but...
Well, under, what, 2 months?
Ow. Don't tell us.
We are crowd favorites.
And we don't even post that much. And we don't have nudes on it. Nothing. Just music.
No selfies.
Nothing, Baba. We don't... No self-promotion. Nothing. Just the show.
Yeah.
You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook under the same name, House Rhythm SA. Yo, man, we follow back, actually.
Yeah, man. But yeah, in just a few minutes, I'll be coming back. And just to let you know on what's going to be happening on the show tonight, the guests that we have, the music that we have for you. For now, we're going to go back into the music. It's the 12-inch deep weekly mix as prepared for you, courtesy of Pesh Miller.
88.1. New music. Feel it. Vow FM. Chatter, 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 chatter
12-inch deep weekly mix on House of Rhythm.
A thousand words, and your body. says a thousand words.
Your body.
And your body, 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 girl, I don't deserve. Oh, your body. Your body.
Your body.
Thank you.
Vow FM 88.1 FM all over Gauteng, man. You can also catch us online, www.vowfm.co.za. This is House of Rhythm Radio Show. My name is DJ Soso. In the background, it's Infected Soul featuring Sinai with a song called No Good For Me. It's a remix done by guys who always do a stellar job when they do people's remixes, but
and
they're my boys, man. Like, they're my boys, but I'm just thinking, like, why don't they just stick with the sound when they do their own tracks? But they always go, like, really up-tempo and afro when they do their own music. Infinite Boys, by the way. Infinite Boys did the remix. The track is also coming out tomorrow under DM Recordings.
Yeah.
Before that, we had Mikasa with Your Body. Dakapo Seshiho Taj remix. He's working.
Wait, what is Seshiho Taj now? Is he like
Seshiho is the township? Yeah, Polokwane.
Is it like a different sound and like, oh, this is the music of Seshiho?
I suppose maybe he's trying to classify it. I mean, we could have him here in studio ask him all those questions. Because he's actually, you know that he was based in Randburg for a while. But he went back to Polokwane so that he's going to come back and stay by himself. Because he was staying with Mindlo from... Mindlo is an essential.
Well, I thought it was probably going to be like, it's too cold. So you'll come back in summer. That's right, Dakapo.
Well, that's possible. Because, I mean, he just left at the beginning of June and then he's coming back end of August. So maybe.
It's all right.
Yeah, man. Yeah. In terms of what's going to be happening on the show tonight, we've moved around the slots a bit.
Yeah.
It's not your normal show as you may know it or as you may have heard it. We didn't take anything out. We just moved things around so that... We don't bore you with too much talk with our interviews, and then but we mix it up with proper music. So you know, we're about to reach the end of the 12 inch deep weekly mix done by Pesh Miller. You can also follow him on Twitter, Pesh_Miller.
Yeah.
And then right after the 12 inch deep weekly mix, we're gonna check out our first guest and interview.
Yep. And it's an interesting one. I've always wanted to have guys from Katlego.
The East.
Why the East? Because, you know, we've been talking about the East versus all these other places.
That's Pretoria and Soweto, yes.
I've been telling people, like, yo, man, guys, don't sleep on the East. The East has some of the best DJs, some of the most loyal house fans.
Yes.
Who listen to real house and collect real music. So when you play in the East, man, you can do... a proper set and not feel like, you know, you need to make people dance or you need to kind of like try too hard.
Yeah.
So we have Ulasbon coming to you today just to talk to us about the East and obviously who he is and what he's here for. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. And then right after his interview, we have Gogo Music.
Yeah.
In the mix for the House of Rhythm music session. As you know, on that feature, we host a record label. Whereby they showcase the music that came out or that's coming out under that record label. Yeah. So yeah, we have Gogo Music tonight. The mix will be done by Temba. I saw the track list and it's looking really good. So yeah, look out for that between 7:15 and 8 p.m. And then I think between 8 p.m. and 8:15 we'll just do it like just a couple of tracks. We haven't done HOR selections in a while.
I got a track or two that I need to test out.
Yeah.
So I definitely need to try something out there. So
yeah.
We'll do that.
So yeah, we'll do that between 8 and 8:15 HOR selections, exclusive selections. And then between 8:15 and 9 p.m., we have one of the guys who are in the forefront in terms of deep tech in South Africa. His name is Jazzwell.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter also, at Jazzwell. He's coming into studio. I always had to check up on him. Because he's got stunts.
Let's not do this.
You know, I always had to check up on him just to make sure that he's coming through. And he said, I'm coming through. I'm bringing some hot music. So, yeah, look out for Jazzwell coming up later. But, yeah, for now, we're going to go back into the music. Keep it a very short comeback and speak to our guy from the East Rand, Katlehong's a very old last born.
Don't you? Don't you? La Bonne Vie, Semplase, Le Good Life.
How do you guys decide that this song is good enough to be played and that song is never going to see the light of day?
The local guys would submit either via email, and in email it would be a waveform or MP3 form file, or it would be a link, or they will just physically drop off the CD, the sample. First things first, does it suit the format of the station? Then we listen to the quality. Most of it I can't explain per se, because you just have to have the ear for it. A lot of people make the mistake of not going through the right channels, like registering with Samro.
Aha, thank you so much, Deza.
La Bonne Vie, Sam Kase, Tuesday, 7 to 8 p.m. on Bauer FM 88.1. Share it.
Bauer FM, playing more local music than anyone else. 88.1, hear it.
Pretoria's very own Nasty Nev. This track is Zone 16. I think it came out like about seven years ago, if I'm not mistaken.
It's been a while, eh?
It's been a minute.
Now you start to see how old you are, actually, if you know the song properly and you've played it.
Or how experienced you are as a DJ. That too.
There's a downside and upside to all of this.
Yeah, man. We are done with the 12-inch deep weekly mix. Catch Peshmila again. Right here between 6:30 to 6. So for now, we're going to start off with our interview with Katlehong's very own Lasbon. And I hope, my guy, you told the people at home to tune in and listen in, man, and show you love.
Yeah,
on 88.1 FM.
Yeah, I did, eh? Post some few posts on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think they did see it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My guy, let's talk now. Lasbon, DJ, producer, or only a DJ?
For now, I'm still a DJ only.
Yeah.
But I'm working on production soon because I am so close with most of the producers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still learning. Yeah.
Oh, okay. When did you start getting into the production front of things?
I think on 2011, because I was still at school. I completed my matric on 2013.
Yeah.
But I was still busy playing with some computers.
Yeah.
I was not on desk by then.
Okay.
Yeah, it started being serious on 2013.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's when I started doing it correctly.
Oh, okay, okay. Deep.
So... Yeah. Obviously, I personally know you guys are from the East. Why I actually wanted you guys to come through, because we never get guys from the East. We're always like, you know, you see online, you guys are doing amazing things. And I know obviously your manager is like the king of the East.
Yeah.
And you guys are playing all these, there's these amazing gigs happening.
we have clowns right here in studio, man. Because the manager is here in studio also.
Yeah. And Mushomi, like, he's always repping the East, and you guys do a lot of work there. And I always see Lasbon. What is the sound of the East, and what are the people of the East listening to? Or are we going to expect that in the mix to just represent what the East is about?
Or at least a Katlehong. Let's start with Katlehong.
Yeah, let's not give too many people credit, because I know.
Yeah, because I mean, I know that Tembisa is something else.
Yeah, so
we all know what Tembisa is about.
Already.
So
I saw.
So let's start with Katlehong. What's the sound in Katlehong?
Yeah, there are a lot of kind of genres of sound of music from that side.
Yeah.
Most of the time they're playing this production sound where they'll get some saxophones and pianos. Yeah. But
like Soweto.
Yeah. But we are basically trying to introduce them some side kind of stuff like deep tech, soulful music.
Oh yes.
And yeah, that's how we met, me and Chloe and Maurice, the kind of sign that I'm playing.
Yeah.
They actually loved it, so they put as much of input on me and helping me.
All right. Tell me this, Domfit. So, apart from just talking about the sound, what did you actually just plan for us? What songs should we look out for? Obviously, go mixing in.
I think he sort of deep house, deep tech.
Yeah. Is this what we can expect, obviously, from Lasbon? If I go to a set, how?
Yeah, most of the time it's soulful music and deep tech, soulful music, depending on the time I'm playing.
All right.
Okay. Okay, we're gonna go into the mix now, and then just come back, and you're gonna just have to tell us how people go Katlehong are receiving the deep tech sound. For now, this is Lasbon. He's in the mix for the next 40 minutes or so, right here on House of Rhythm. You can follow us on Twitter, man, as Deep Ancestral said earlier, on House of Rhythm SA, also at Vow FM on Twitter. Hit us up. Let us know what you feel about the mix. I know my boy Skoloza is already listening. He's been hyping us up. And yeah, for now, let's jam to the music by Lasbon.
Home of the pocket stone, home of the booty stone. wanna find a way, baby. We'll be right back.
We could compromise on anything, but we do not compromise on the quality of music that we play here on the show. We do not compromise on the quality of the mixes that we play here on the show. But yeah, man.
We don't compromise on the guests that we bring on the show. And
yeah.
We always sort of unleash new talent or sort of people that are out there but you don't know about. If you don't know by now and you're listening, for those who cannot tune in, tell your friends to go to www.vowfm.co.za, click on Listen Live, then you can definitely be part of the show. You can also follow the show and also follow the guest on the show. We'll be giving you guys their handles. But we do have in studio Last Born, straight from the East, specifically Katlehong, because we know you guys will claim, so we don't want you guys taking credit. We know some of your herds are playing Shumaya. But it's fine. But hey, man, we also have obviously Umutlomi is the manager of Last Born. I want to just talk about the East, and a lot of people are sleeping on the East and they're like, oh no, the East doesn't have music, and a lot of guys haven't been to the East unless you know of Bahamas and all these other clubs, if I'm not mistaken. What's the situation in the East right now? Last point, we'll start. Like, the gigs, are they gigs? Are they people playing? How is it? And, like, in terms of just gigs, should I expect quality when I'm in the East? Because when I bring Pretoria guys, I know, okay, Pretoria guys always talking about, hey, they're amazing and whatnot. I get to go Katlehong. Is the sound, is the vibe there?
There is a vibe, but it depends on the lineup or the specific place that you are in. Because there are a lot of places in Katlehong that you can go and get some quality sound. But there are places in where, you know, you'll get Boma Shumaya or Amapiano, the one that you can
Yeah. Mutlomi, you can jump on this mic. Same question. What's the vibe in Katlehong, and what's happening in Katlehong? I mean, some of us, I've been there and I was just like, damn, I've been sleeping.
Yeah, man. I mean, there's lots of good DJs, I think.
Yeah.
But the guys get sort of, they play for the hype, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's guys like Glassborn, there's guys, there's senior guys. I mean, a guy like Zenyo, he won the Vinyl Experience years ago. And, you know, he set the platform for a lot of DJs from Katlehong. So we knew what to expect from DJs, you know, deep vocal, soulful house. And then slowly, like Glassborn said, man, there's some venues where you're expected to play to get people running to the bar, you know?
Yeah.
And that's where your cheese is going to be played at. So, you know, you have to sort of put your own gig together if you want the good quality sound, yeah.
And obviously you manage Glassborn. Why did you just... I know you're like an avid fan of house music and music in general, but you chose to be like, let me manage Glassborn. Have you managed anyone before? Is it just like, let me use my contacts and just... because I believe in this guy.
Well, my background was sports marketing. So, I mean, for about 6 years, I managed a whole lot of football players.
Yeah.
You know, so I've always had a thing about, you know, creating brands. I love marketing, you know that, you know. So one time I went out and I heard Last Born and I thought, you know, and at the time he wasn't really playing the stuff that he's playing now, you know. But, you know, when you listen to a guy and you listen to his mixing, his timing and what he's dropping, you know, and you're seeing the energy and he's got fire in his eyes when he plays, you know. So we had a young conversation about music, and he sort of caught on to what I was saying because he wanted to move there. But I think it was like a comfort thing for him to say, okay, shit, there are people that listen to different sound. And I think the first mixtape he did after that blew up, man. And it was, ever since then, it was like, let's put a brand, let's put effort behind you.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's the thing about Katlehong, is like it's slept on because there's nobody pushing anything that side. I mean, anything that anybody knows about Katlehong is Ikotani. And I think that was a documentary done 2 years ago. And that's set with us, you know, for years, you know?
Yeah, so,
But hip-hop also? With your Questa's Reason.
I mean, I think Questa and Reason are some of the dopest MCs in the game.
Yeah.
You know, like, against anybody they can go, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's that thing, you know, Skarangobes is from Katlehong.
Yes.
So there's a lot of talent, but it's never pushed out there because it's like everybody's on their own. And there's politics.
Yeah.
We're a small hood, but it's politics. Nobody's really pulling together. You know, what I like about the Soweto boys is that they come together to make something happen. You know, I might not understand the dynamics there, but they really do come
together.
They try.
Yeah. And obviously, how has it been just managing Last Born? And as a manager, let's talk facts. Because a lot of guys walk around saying, yo, man, I got a manager. But guys don't even know what they're managing. Guys don't get people gigs. You don't get paid, but you got a manager. And obviously, is that the sort of knowledge you're trying to instill in Last Born? Like, yo, man, get your money or get into the right places.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we've come to a point where we're also saying, like, you don't have to be at every gig.
Yeah.
You don't have to appear on every flyer. But when you go out there as a business conversation that's had, you know, before you touch, you know, the cue button, you know, you already know what's happening. You know, you understand. And the guy that's booking you understands why they're booking you. You know, so, but for now, it's about building the brand Last Born. You know, we've sort of moved him from being, you know, average and on par with the other guys to put him aside where you're getting love from Durban, you're getting love from all over the country and from ladies, you know. And it's also doing concepts, not necessarily gimmicks, but concepts around his mixtapes. So getting people to enjoy. I mean, he's got a mixtape called Last Born Place for Girls.
Okay.
You know, it's very soulful, sing-along type of stuff. He's got Electric Relaxation, which is deep tech. You know, so it's, you know, we theme the mixtape so that people can get a sense of his versatility. His ability to sort of play for different crowds. But I mean, management is also about, you know, managing his own, you know, his lifestyle, his behavior and his outlook on things, you know, because, you know, for, like I said, my background is sports marketing, and we had footballers like Oscar Ngobese, you know, and I think, you know, when you blow up, when you come up from an environment like Katlehong, when you blow up, you become a king, man, and that in itself can mess with your mind.
Yeah.
You know, everybody will buy you bottles, everybody will take you here and there, Blomeno Last Born, and that kind of thing, and it means nothing.
It means nothing.
I mean, there's a song that him and I like, Wise Words by PM Project. You know, and lyrically that song speaks about what we're trying to do, you know, about staying humble, you know, putting your work and let your work do the talking. You don't have to say much, you don't have to be in the wrong places, the wrong crowd.
So just to go back on a sort of a lighter side of everything, why I'm focusing on Katlehong, because a lot of guys don't understand, like, there's this scene that people just don't know about. Let's talk about, you will correct me, it's either Hurricane or Bahamas. Apparently, every Sunday, there's a street that's closed, and it's just like, let's do this. Yeah. And it's good music all the way, and
it's Hurricane.
when people check in at Hurricane, they say they're at church.
Yeah.
You know, international DJs have come to Hurricane. It's literally a street, man, and this thing gets blocked off. You can do 3,000-4,000 people on an afternoon, you know, and it just picks up, and the music's proper, you know. Personally, I think it deteriorates the later it gets. You know, so daytime, the people are beautiful. I mean, you look on tables, man, you see all sorts of branded alcohol, and people are dressed up to the nines, you know. The cars are nice, but it's a nice vibe, you know. Musically, it's on point. It's probably the best gig, like regular gig, in Katlehong. And it's I mean, I was on a flight a couple of years ago, and this woman was like, young lady, lift your mega thing, Jacqueline Hurricane. And it hit me there. You know? And in a Zulu accent, Jacqueline Hurricane, fit. You know? And it hit me that that's how big Hurricane is. Man.
Yeah.
You know? It's a very dope party.
Yo, man, I just wanted to also just applaud the space, because the rumors I've been hearing about it, it's just like, it's a, apart from just being, let's party, the owner or the people that started it have created a small economy in that little street where if you want to get involved, you get an opportunity to showcase. If you got a little store, if you sell food. So music becomes this catalyst for real things, for people to, I mean, because I know there's houses along the street, so there's no way every weekend you'd want to, you know, gish gish and you can't sleep. But they've created an economy for these houses, and that's what I think the black economy should start coming from.
Yeah.
But we're going to come back again with the guys in studio. We're going back to the music. We still have Last Born. You can also just tweet us. Tell us what you think of the show. If we suck, which I think we don't. But you can also just tell us at VowFM and on Facebook, in brackets, Voice of Vits. Last Born is also on Twitter, Facebook, if I'm not mistaken. We'll give you the handles. Mishlomi, come on. Everybody knows who Mishlomi is.
Yeah.
But until then, House of Rhythm SA, it is the show.